Welcome to the first episode of the Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Wajiduddin Ahmed, joined by your co-host, Mere Naam. Thank you for your suggestions and your incredible remarks on our failure episode. In today's episode, we are going to discuss coronavirus, a global pandemic, and why exactly we are failing, along with some of the widespread conspiracy theories and the humanitarian crisis faced by as a result of the epidemic. Welcome to the podcast, Mere.
Thank you so much, Vaji. So, as we know, COVID-19 is a respiratory virus that has turned into a global pandemic. As of now, the total cases worldwide are about to hit 8.8 million, while the active cases are over 3.6 million. On the other hand, 91% of total cases, which make 4.6 million, have already recovered. The unfortunate side is the death toll, which stands at 9%, which means 0.4 people have died due to coronavirus. Now, what's the statistics on the economy, Vaji?
If we talk about the economic things, like from airlines to hotels and to food business, education, every business has been highly affected because of this pandemic. And despite the government plans to subsidize some of the small businesses, I don't think the economy has improved in any way. Like I believe you were telling me, it was a decline of 2%, right?
Yeah, it was a decline of 2%.
So that would be like in trillions.
Yeah, around some 7-8 trillions.
So that's a huge number, and that means life on the planet has been affected. Like people on the streets, people in the companies who are working in the private or the public sector, they have all been affected this way or that. All the jobs that have been lost, like in the United States, almost 4 million people have reported that they have lost job or haven't been paid yet. Similar are the cases in Asia and in Europe, everywhere. So economy has been really affected by this global pandemic. If we talk about the reasons, what could be the major reasons behind all this failure? Like the pandemic has been here for almost like 6 months, and still we are unable to get out of it. We do not have clear strategies. So what I believe to be the major reason is lack of leadership. The countries like the United States and the United Kingdom, or I mean third world countries like India or Pakistan, the governments have got no clear strategy. The lack of leadership, the lack of plans have resulted in the continued rise in the cases, and I believe that the leadership has played the major part here. What do you think, Mir?
Yeah, obviously, the leadership have played a major part here. If you look at New Zealand, they were corona-free like a week ago, but unfortunately, they had two new cases. South Korea, China, Australia, all these countries, the leaders of these countries have been really amazing. They've been working day and night, working throughout policies, working throughout lockdowns, taking care, looking in hospitals. And, you know, they've surrounded themselves with people who are actually health experts, who know about these things.
Yeah, the leaders across the world in most of the countries had considered replacing some of the members of the administrations, and they tried to listen to science and the experts. But in a few examples, we saw that people tried to prioritize the economy over the experts' advice. And if you talk about New Zealand, which reported zero cases for 21 consecutive days, and of course, as you mentioned, the two cases that were traced back to the United Kingdom was an unfortunate scenario, but overall they did really well. And same was the case in China. They contained well in the Wuhan, but now they have reported a few cases in Beijing. So I believe China is going to contain that once again, like they did in Wuhan. But out the United States, the United Kingdom, the cases are rising, and still we do not see a clear policy. And we are of course concerned about countries like Iran and Afghanistan, and war-torn countries like Yemen and Palestine. We'll be talking about that ahead in the episode. Let's talk about the second reason I find responsible for that, and that is capitalism. Countries that have got socialist democratic economic system or the communism have performed way better than the countries which have got capitalism. For example, China, South Korea, New Zealand, Finland, and Australia, these countries have done far, far better than the capitalist giants. So I believe having a welfareist or communist system has really helped the people. What is your take on this matter?
So yeah, Europe and USA are glaring examples of how the capitalist world has failed in ensuring health and safety for their citizens. European nations that have shifted to welfare models of social democratic government display far more control and reduction in fatalities. Like country like Germany, which have the biggest proportion of senior citizens, has fared much better than Italy, Spain and France. In UK and USA, medical experts have raised serious doubts on the reliability of personal protection equipments and testings.
Yeah, it is an important point that the governments, which have got enough budgets to fund the military, the police, and the luxuries of the politicians, did not have funds to supply proper equipment and the protection units to the hospitals and to our doctors, to the nurses, and we saw how they struggled to survive while trying to help the patients recover. It is, of course, a horrible example, and the pandemic has really disclosed how we fail to prioritize health and education. Coming to the education, the third point that I believe is the major cause behind us failing during the pandemic is, of course, the education system. So I was talking about the education system that has resulted in this situation. I mean, countries like Finland, which has got, of course, the best education system in the world, and even New Zealand, even if the government would have wanted to lift the lockdown, the people, the society would have told them not to. They would have encouraged the government to continue with the restrictions, which are the need of the hour. But the third world countries, or even superpowers like the United States or the United Kingdom, where the education system is not doing so well. If you look at the international graphs, the student suicide rate is high at the school level, at the college level, and even at the university level. We see that the education system has played a major role here. The society that has got a higher literacy rate has performed way better, like even in Cuba and in Vietnam. But the countries like USA, UK, Pakistan or India have not done so well. So, do you think the education system, the society and the idea of having a social responsibility has played a role here?
Yeah, obviously, the education system has played a vital role here. If we had educated people like how to be serious about virus, if you look in South Asian countries, the people from there are telling us that people aren't taking virus seriously.
Heading on to the next part where we were supposed to discuss what is happening with all those humanitarian policies, all those things, projects that were ongoing, talking about the immigrants from Greece, which who have been struggling at the border with Turkey, and to the, what is going to happen with the Yemenis and with the Rohingya and with the Palestinians. You had some stats, I believe, or there were some facts that you wanted to share on that.
See, currently we are aware that Europe had a hard hit by coronavirus, and the most of the immigrants are on the border of Greece and Turkey. They don't have proper shelter, they don't have proper kits, they don't even have masks and gloves. They can't simply afford that things. So who is going to take care about of their health? Because they aren't the citizens of Turkey, they are not citizens of Greece. WHO currently isn't going to fund, as they have already funded other countries. No one is ready to help them. So like, we really need to, that should be a concern. They are not even in the news anymore. There were time when we discuss about them, but I don't see them in the news anymore.
Yeah, you're right. The mainstream media has not paid much attention to the fact that immigrants at the borders need World Health Organization support, and it needs support of the United Nations. The collective policy should be introduced in such a case. We need to take it seriously. Like, we are talking about human rights here. They do not have a government looking after for them. So we need to talk about that, of course. Can we talk about the conspiracy theories? Like some people are claiming that China just made the coronavirus in a lab and then dropped it to us like a biological weapon, like a bomb, and resulted in all this. And despite the fact that Trump administration recently called off CIA while they were working in Wuhan just before the pandemic broke out. So who is really to blame? Like, well, another conspiracy theory can blame the United States. Well, maybe the CIA made it. Who made it? Is it even made? Like, was it natural or is it lab made? What do you think?
I don't feel it's made virus, or at least it is made by China. Because if you see China back in November or December of 2019, China was working on its plan of Silk Road, the new Silk Road, where it had invested a huge in other countries, in Asia, in Africa, even in Europe. I don't feel China would risk sabotaging its economy. I don't feel that's doing. Yeah, CIA was already there investigating on this virus, and they were just called a month before the virus hit USA. So I do feel something like, if Trump knew that CIA was working there, if he wasn't trusting Beijing, if he wasn't trusting China, then I don't see why he bought CIA back. Still, there have been no official or no like solid proof that the virus is being made.
Yes, there is no solid proof of that. It is more like the right-wing governments are trying to find someone to play that blame game that we have seen at the national and international level, like among the politicians and at the foreign policy level, even that the United States even threatened China with sanctions over coronavirus. That was, of course, ridiculous. If we talk about the second most affected country, that is Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro, a right-wing leader, has failed the country. The Brazilian people are at the mercy of someone who doesn't take virus seriously, just like the Trump administration in most of the cases, where Dr. Anthony Fauci has not spoke to the president in the past 2 weeks now. If we talk about the Imran Khan government, we might have the similar examples in India, where Narendra Modi has failed to facilitate the people in a way he was supposed to. So again, yes, instead of focusing on the conspiracy theories, I think we should be focusing on the solutions. What do you want to be your final remarks on?
See, China has the highest population in the entire world, yet they were able to control the virus. So why can't other countries do? We need to focus more on the lives of people than pumping the money in federal stock market or pumping the money for the rich 1%.
Yeah, the government must prioritize the life of the 99% over the profits of the 1% of the population. And since we have successfully managed to survive the 21st of July, which was supposed to be the doomsday, as you might already know, I can assure you that we will be soon coming up with the more episodes. And until then, stay safe, stay home, stay tuned, and thank you for watching.